Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
We're live! Welcome! I'm so excited! Thank you, John Parks, for setting this up.
We did it!
We finally did this! So, welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm so excited. It's our very first time we're doing this with a Zoom call. Rachel Peterson is on. You guys, if you don't know her, I don't know how you don't. Okay, I got to stop this.
Yeah, that's positive audio here.
I'm so excited. Hold on.
You'll just have to mute that one computer. This is like the beauty of Facebook Live. Everything that can go wrong will.
Yes, this is real live. You can tell that we're figuring this thing out on the fly as we go. So excited to have Rachel. I can't tell you, this is such a treat for me. So again, Rachel, welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio, our podcast. We're doing this in our ClickFunnels group first time. We've been asking people what they wanted to know about you. But before we get going, I just love having you on. And you're just like the epitome of a person who's a massive action taker, member of our inner circle group, two comic club win. I mean, you're just crushing it.
Not yet.
Soon to be.
The works, but
soon
close.
To be two comic club winner. So excited. So Rachel, for those who may, I don't know how they wouldn't know you, but if they don't, just give a few little things about you, and we've got so much fun stuff to talk about. I just want to dive right into it.
Well, first and foremost, I have to say, if you ever hear Dave introduce you, he makes you sound so much cooler than you actually are. It's amazing. You've got to pay this man to write your bios. So I'm Rachel Peterson. Glad to meet anybody who hasn't yet seen my million ads that are always running. I'm a social media manager and strategist, as well as an educator for social media managers. I have two sides of my business. I have a marketing agency where I work one-on-one with incredible clients that I absolutely love. And the other side, which is the education piece. It's a university where there are over 400 students from around the world, and I have the opportunity and privilege to lead them and serve them every single day, teaching them the best social media tactics.
I love it. And if you haven't seen any of her stuff, the best part actually is being in your group and literally just seeing the love that everybody who follows you has for you. I mean, they're just so complimentary of Rachel. And so again, if you want to learn Facebook, Rachel is the queen Facebook person to go to. Definitely take a look at all the stuff she's got going on. But we are so excited today because we're going to talk about a topic we normally don't talk about. We're trying to figure out, gosh, you know, what should we talk about today? So we're actually going to talk about the real side of things. That's how we're going to name this thing. So we're going to talk about the real side of things and what life is really like as an entrepreneur. So with that said, Rachel, let's kind of dive right in. When you say the real side of things, let's just talk about it. First of all, your hair. You have to, okay, this is bad hair. Had all the time.
Yes.
Then you have your beautiful flowing Goldilocks blonde hair going, but you only wash once a week. So
yes. So that's one of the things that I think is really important to talk about. Yes, I know it's super, you know, superficial talking about hair, but it's kind of a metaphor for everything as an entrepreneur. So I wash my hair once a week. And that's it. Like, I don't have time to wash and blow dry my hair. And the funny thing is, Dave, I think sometimes we get this really glamorous idea of what an entrepreneur's life is like. The reality is it's not jets and first class and luxury all the time. The reality is sometimes your kids get sick and you're taking conference calls and your kids like throwing up upstairs and you're like, quiet, quiet, throw up more quietly. You know, there's so many things that are just real life, and it's raw, it's ugly, it's super messy. But that's one of my favorite parts about this is figuring out how can I be like a real normal person, a mom, a wife, you know, a family member and a friend while, you know, trying to also build this massive business.
I love it. I know that's been one of the main things we've been trying to show through our funnel behind the scenes as far as Funnel Hacker TV. And it's been really fascinating for us as we take a look at just the chaos of things that happens. I was talking with someone yesterday just with regard to some of the crazy things that happened during our Expert Secrets book launch, doing all these Facebook Lives. And one of those things was the internet crashed on us. And like, I gotta be kidding me. How could this have happened? And so, but that's part of life as an entrepreneur. And we just got back a couple of weeks ago from Pirates Cove. And we were down there and I had the opportunity to have my kids and my wife was there with me. And, you know, yes, people are, I mean, crazy, crazy success. But the part that no one ever understands is, yeah, that overnight success you're hearing about, that was about a 12 years in the making overnight success. And so I want to kind of talk to you more about your life and your experience as an entrepreneur. Because I know you've had the ups and downs, but people see you just blowing it up right now and think, oh, this, I could never do it because I'm not Rachel.
It is kind of interesting. I will say everything has happened pretty fast for me. I've only been an entrepreneur now for less than 2 years and just over a year full time. So everything's happened very quickly. But part of the reason I think that it's all happened so fast is because of, like you said, what nobody sees. And it's the 100-hour work weeks every single week for like 2 years on end. And, you know, your family is like, hello, are you still alive? It's really, really tough. And so I think that's one of the things that most people don't realize, that if you're willing to put in the work, you literally will have success in whatever it is that you're working on, as long as you put in those hours. Nobody's working 2 hours a week and having massive success. You have to work hard. Now, I will also say I'm not a huge fan of promoting the hustle lifestyle, because I think it's not necessarily very balanced or good. Like, it's been crazy. I will say too, I've lost a lot of weight because I forget to eat because I'm working so hard. But that's not something I necessarily promote for everyone. It's just something that I personally really like. I love working. And so, you know, it's been 100-hour work weeks for almost 2 years now. But like you said, everybody just sees the highs. They see the pretty, they see the good. And it's like, no, there's been a lot of uglies. There've been some like ugly cry days on this journey. Lots of them. So
I think that's important though, that people understand that. I know that it was really kind of interesting for us last year at our Funnel Hacking Live when Russell went through and kind of talked about his, you know, almost declaring bankruptcy a couple of different times and the ups and the downs. It's really what kind of connected people with Russell, even a deeper level than they already were. And I know for your community, it's been that way as well, that they know your backstory, they know your origin story, and they understand where you've come from. And I think because of that, it resonates with them. But what would be some of the tips that you would give to people who aren't quite at the level of success you're having right now, but want to get there?
Oh, one of the biggest things, it sounds so cliche, but is to take action. And I mean big action every single day. The fear doesn't go away. You never feel ready. It's never going to get easier. If anything, it gets harder and bigger and scarier. And before you know it, you're taking on bigger tasks. But if you can take action in your business every single day, whether it's doing that thing that you've been pushing off, we've all got it, just finally taking it on and making it happen, or, you know, sending out those emails to those people you know you're supposed to email. If you take that action every single day, and maybe even 2 to 3 times that amount of action that you were planning on taking, oh my gosh, you're going to see compounding, you know, results. It's crazy. Like, it starts out growing, you know, steadily. And then all of a sudden you see the exponential results of compounding action.
I love that. That compounding action, I think, is the part most people forget about. They keep starting over and starting over and starting over because they never get that momentum going behind them. And I know for you, it's been neat for me to see you in our inner circle and things, and to see the massive action that you take, which again is way outside your comfort zone.
And yeah.
That's the part that's been so cool, is to see you get way out there real quick, Rachel. And I want people to understand, when we're talking about getting outside your comfort zone, how outside your comfort zone you've actually gotten.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So my comfort zone is like karaoke and like a local BNI meeting speaking at it. No, it's simple. You know, it's my comfort zone is having a party with 20 friends and, you know, being the social person there. So let's talk about outside of the comfort zone. I'm talking messaging influencers and then starting conversations with them. I'm talking trying to gun for the top 10 in Expert Secrets when my list is like this big. I was like, what am I doing? This is insane.
I did it.
And the biggest thing is just saying like, okay, everything that I thought were, you know, I thought these were my limits before, and reimagining new limits. I just did this yesterday. My husband and I just got back from a vacation, which was wonderful. But I wrote down all my goals, and I took the initial goal and I wrote down all these goals, and I said, okay, what does 10X that look like? And I rewrote it. So now the goals that I first set are considered the low end of the goals. And then the 10 times that goal is considered the new goal. And so it's like, if I don't hit this, I'm not doing anything in my business. This is the new standard. Every single thing that you think you can do in your life, multiply it times 3, times 5, times 10, and go for it. You know, if you want to get someone on your podcast, go big, ask some big names. You never know who's going to say yes. What's the worst that can happen?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So we're trying a couple of different things here today, and some of those have been actually going out to people and asking them for questions. So yeah, we're going to try this a little differently. And so Akbar Sheik, one of the very first things says, why are you so awesome?
Oh my gosh.
I could have answered that myself, yeah, but I'll let you answer that.
Well, first and foremost, because I get to work with people like Dave and Akbar. That's he's amazing. He's somebody I actually work with and really, really respect. But why am I so awesome? Maybe it's because I've just retained being like a super goofy person. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, I never became refined. I'm still this major goofball. And, you know, I'm not scared to hop on a Facebook Live with no makeup, with my hair slicked up in a bun in my sweats. And even like there may come a day where I make $10 million a year. Guess what? I'm still going to show up with no makeup, with my hair up in a bun, you know, that's never going to change. So I think that's huge. Retaining who you are, no matter what your level of success is, because it's where you started that is what caused people to fall in love with you.
I love that. It's that authenticity we talk a lot about and the importance of really being authentic through the whole time. And I know that's, again, one of the things that people just resonate so well with you is because you've maintained that for sure. Another one people have asked here as far as what's been your most successful guerrilla marketing with ClickFunnels? That's from Jodine Bergstrom.
Ah, that's a great question. There are a couple different things that I've done, and this is kind of cool. I have this theory that sometimes if you don't ask for people's information, payment, whatever it is, if you slow down that process and really nurture the relationship, you can get a lot further. So one of the things I've been doing is testing out giving amazing value and content for free to see what that's like bringing people into your circle. So I don't know if you knew this, Dave, but I actually have a group right now. It's over 1,000 people where I'm teaching them completely for free how to build their email list.
Whoa, and, I didn't know that.
It's a full-on 5-day course with everything, like swipe files. And people are like, why are you doing this for free? This should be like hundreds of dollars. And I'm like, why not? You know, like this is might be really cool or this might be really stupid and it never does anything, but so just kind of this idea of like putting stuff out there that doesn't make sense where people are like, why would you do that? And it's like, well, why wouldn't I? I'm going to test it out and see how it works. And that's done really well. So, you know, I was able to create this group of over 1,000 people who are new to me and new to the world of what I teach. And they're able to get just the best taste in their mouth about what, you know, the Rachel Peterson brand stands for. You know, that's really fun.
That is really cool. I think that's amazing. It goes back to your giving personality, which then basically resonates so well and people just fall in love with you. So that is super cool.
Thank you.
So one of the Scott Lucas want to know, what are your favorite traffic hacks?
Ooh, traffic hacks. Okay, so this isn't necessarily a hack, but it's kind of interesting. So many people jump straight to paid traffic, and I love paid traffic. Don't get me wrong, Facebook ads are one of my favorite avenues, but most people totally neglect organic social media. And the other thing is that, and this is so funny to me, people ignore organic, and it's free. Like, if you're starting your business and you're like, I don't have money to invest into Facebook ads, social media is free. Learn it, you know, use it. It's incredible. And Dave, I think you know a little bit of my story, but when I started, we barely had anything extra to invest into this business. You know, 5 years ago, I was a single mom on welfare, so stressed out. You know, 3 years ago, we actually had to move in with family because we went through this, you know, this horrible like court case and stuff. We had no money. And so that affected us for years to come. So I had to get good at social media because it was free. So I was like, okay, you know, this has to work. This is my only chance. I can't afford Facebook ads. And guess what? It does. It's so powerful.
You know, Rachel, I think that's the part about your history and your past. And fortunately, I've had the opportunity of hearing that from you at other times and other people. And I think it's because you've been there that your message resonates so well with so many other people. Had you had it real easy and everything else, it wouldn't mean as much as it does, knowing that you did. You've overcome a lot of things to get to where you're at right now. And I think that was why it was so neat when I heard you were on a trip with your family. Really, kind of your first vacation in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so crazy. And, you know, I've always journaled my whole life. And so I've got these journal entries from 4 or 5 years ago. I was struggling to try to get like this business as a hairstylist, you know, going. I wanted it to work so badly. But I remember, Dave, like I didn't have a car. I was sharing one bedroom with my daughter in a house, just renting one bedroom. We had our beds in opposite sides of the room. And we would take, you know, the bus to Goodwill to buy $1.99 shirts. And I'd like, you know, stitch up the holes myself because I just wanted to look presentable. I wanted it so badly and we could barely afford it. It's so interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
No, just so cool. I'm just so impressed. Just so impressed with you and your story and your total dedication to no matter what it's going to take, I'm going to do it. And that's just amazing.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's part of you that when you go through those types of trials, you understand what it takes. I'm going to make this happen at any cost while still maintaining my integrity, but how can I make this happen? And that was what I did over those years. You know, I said at that time, I was like, I'm going to be a stylist at one of the top salons. That's all there is to it. How? I don't know. I can't afford nice clothes, you know, but I went and applied at all the top salons and ended up getting accepted to the one I wanted to work at. But there's always been kind of this idea of it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So I'm going to make something work. And it finally did.
So what took you from there to Facebook? How come you became this massive Facebook guru?
It's actually funny. It had to do with the highlights. So one day I was working with one of my clients and she had noticed that I was doing a really great job of marketing myself on social media as a hairstylist. And she said, could you help my husband and I out with our social media presence for our business? And I, you know, I didn't really think that much of it, but I said, yeah, I'll definitely do that. So I went over to her house. It's like a Saturday or a Sunday, I think, because we only have Sundays off in the hair industry. So I went over and I helped them set up all of their social media. And I didn't know a lot about social media. I just knew more than her. That was key. I just knew more than her, so I was able to help her out. And when I came home, I remember setting down all my files on the table, and my husband and I looked at each other, and I was like, I kind of have this feeling. He's like, I know. I was like, I think it's going to be marketing. And he's like, I know. And so we just kind of were like freaking out because we're like, oh my gosh, this is the potential for something massive. And it was.
That is so awesome. I love that. Love that about you. It's just so cool. Well, Daniel McSweeney wants to know, what's the best to come?
Oh my gosh. There have been so many amazing things already. Best to come. That's such a good question. I think one of the highs already so far was just this last month, we put an offer in on our dream house and it is so beautiful. We're moving in over the next month. I'm really excited about it. Highs. I feel like there are going to be so many. Do you know what I mean? There are tons of things I've written down that I know will happen. I know that they'll come to pass. It's just a matter of when. Like someday I want to start doing tons of speaking gigs. Someday I want to, you know, be on TV. Someday I want to work with a ton of celebrities. Actually, this is cool for anyone listening. You know how I said, get uncomfortable and reach out to people that seem bigger than you? I actually reached out to Rufio, the actor who plays Rufio in Hook. And we've been Facebook messaging. And so we're going to possibly work together on something. But there are just so many different, you know, different things that I see. And I think they're going to happen faster than I assume they will. But best to come, yeah, just everything. I can't pick one for sure. Yeah.
Arn Gist wants to know, how do you keep high membership retention rates?
Ooh, this is something I'm actually working with Inner Circle member Brian Burt on. We've been partnering up and we're tag teaming on this. One of the things is to really know every single person who's a member. I think that's huge. So as I go through my list of my 400 students, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take the time to get to know each person. So I go into their Facebook profile. I look at what I can see, you know, learn a little bit about them so that I have reference when I'm, you know, replying to them in the group. And so I've actually been sending them messages one at a time, a video message personally, where it's greeting them saying, hey, I hope you're doing great. I noticed this recently. I just want to let you know to keep it up. It's about this deep, deep personal connection. And it kind of overarches, it supersedes whatever else is lacking. You know, if your trainings aren't the best, relationship takes everything so much further.
I love that. It's those personal video messages. I actually just made a note. That's one of the things I need to add down on the Because I know you do a lot with influencers. And we've talked before about that. And I know in reaching out to a lot of influencers, you've mentioned even on this podcast or Facebook Live, whatever we're doing here a couple of times, is that the idea behind it is that potential of really connecting with people in a unique way because you know them. Instead of just reaching out saying, hey, I've got this opportunity, I want to do this. I mean, I get hit up with those a dozen times a day. But No one ever does their homework to find out, well, what's Dave really like? Or what's he interested in? Or how could I do that? And you've done such a great job with that with your influencers. And I think that those personal video messages, I know with Alex Hormozi, he did that all the time on his sales calls for audio messages for texting type stuff. And so I think being able to connect with that, you're right. That relationship makes up for a whole bunch of other stuff. So super cool idea.
Yes.
Well, the other thing Sam Hodgett wants to know is, where was your business at when you quit your 9-to-5, and how did you know the timing was right?
Do you ever know the timing's right?
No.
No. when I left my 9-to-5, I want to say I was at $5,000 to $6,000 months, which is a lot as an entrepreneur. I was about 6 months in, and I submitted my 1 month notice. I was so scared because this is like uncharted territory for me. I was new to the world of even entrepreneurship. Didn't know this was like a thing. And so I was really, really nervous. And actually the day after I submitted notice, my biggest client brought social media in-house. So I lost 50% of my revenue and income at that time. And I was so scared. So was I ready? Not at all. But what I have to say is that the action that I continued to take, even when I was scared and I was like, do I go back to my job? Do I find a new job? Or do I just keep trying to make this work? That made such a difference, you know? And from where I stand at this point, I don't recommend leaving if you don't have a safety net in place or at least a really solid plan and things are starting to come together, unless you can handle that. If you've got a family, you've got bills, be careful about making the decision to jump unless you are very, very certain that things are coming together the way that you envision them coming together. So I'm not somebody that preaches to jump before you're ready, but you will never be truly ready. So I would say I was at $5,000 to $6,000 months and I wasn't ready. And then I certainly wasn't ready as soon as I lost that client. And then I just made it happen.
No, I think that's part of it. Sometimes you just literally have to make it happen. There's no other way of doing it. I mean, my own personal story is that way where it's like, you know what? Okay, it is what it is. Deal with it, move forward and make it happen. So.
Oh, absolutely, Dave. And I'll tell you that after I lost that client, I was like ugly crying for days. I was like, what did I just do? Like, I just turned down this amazing job. Like, is this the biggest mistake of my life? It was really scary. And I wrote a book during that time because I had to mourn that idea that I was going to never live a life of security ever again. It's risk from here on out. So there was this mourning process that I went through. And when I look back over the last, that's only been about a year and maybe 2 months, year and 3 months, you know, we just celebrated our first $70,000 month on my business. And I imagine, what if I would have gone back to that job and said, I'm just kidding, I want to stay. I never would have experienced this kind of exponential growth.
Massive congratulations. $70,000 a month. That is killing it.
It really
is. So excited for you. That's just awesome.
Thank you, Dave.
I just love it. I get goosebumps every time.
I do too.
I'm sure you do. It's your bank account, not mine.
I know.
So what are some of the most useful ROI measurements to share results with clients? That's from Eileen Claire Perry.
Well, I mean, the thing with ROI, it's different for social media than it is for Facebook ads. If you're running Facebook ads, you can straight up track the actual ROI, the revenue that you are generating from every single dollar of advertising. But if you're using social media, it's tough because there is no perfectly trackable ROI. But here is what I am going to say about social media. And this might be one of my snarkiest comments I've ever made in my life. And it's not geared towards anyone in general, but any person who says there's no ROI in social media, you keep doing it without social media. I'll keep building with social media. And you let me know when you're ready for a job at my company, because we're going to continue to grow. social media cannot be ignored, whether there is a, you know, a trackable ROI or not. It's something that's determining the businesses that are thriving and succeeding in a time where tons of big box retailers and everything are closing down.
Well, with that said, are there certain platforms that you prefer over the others?
Absolutely. I am a huge fan of Facebook. Facebook is my favorite. I love the groups. I love the page. I love everything about Facebook. It's awesome. But that being said, I also really enjoy Twitter. I found it a great place to connect.
What?
Yes.
You Twitter? Do you
know Twitter?
Oh my gosh. I've never been able to figure Twitter out ever.
I should put you through my 5-day challenge. You'll have...
I do.
Yeah. You'll have 1,000 to 5,000 more followers by the end of the challenge. So... let's get you on that. But Twitter is so powerful, Dave. It's great for connecting with people. I've found that when you ask the right questions and put the right content on Twitter, you get an amazing response. Like I'm obsessed with it. Can't live without Twitter. I'm just kidding. It's yeah. Twitter and Facebook are my two absolute favorites.
Crazy. I'm definitely taking your challenge. So sign me up for sure. Definitely. So I think that's amazing. Tell me, as we look at kind of the direction when you're working with your clients, how do you find out what is the right approach as far as where do you start with a client? Is each client totally different? Do you kind of have a roadmap you start with?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay.
So every single client is totally different. One of the biggest things though, everyone gets so hung up on like strategies and platforms and all of these different things. And the reality is all of these platforms are just channels to accomplish goals. So I start with every single one of my clients looking at their goals. What are their goals and how do we determine what success in partnership is? If we're able to determine what that success in partnership looks like, then I just get to pick the platforms that I want to use for that. Every single social media platform can be used to success. And that's why I think it's so hard to pick one. We all see these webinars like use Instagram, use Twitter, Pinterest is the new, you know, Google. And there's all these, it's so distracting. But the reality is every single platform has the ability to create success for your business. It's just a matter of picking which ones are the most efficient. So I start with looking at their goals before I create any strategies. But then from there, I create a roadmap for each client that's completely customized.
I love that. Well, this is going to be a totally different question. And that is, I'm really curious to find out, because I get this asked all the time. I've been an entrepreneur forever, basically. But I know I get asked all the time as far as, well, how do you work? My wife and I will be celebrating 24 years this coming November. And so it's one of those things, how do you work together with a spouse who has a wife, like, so your husband, basically, how does your husband work with you? And how do you work with your husband and maintain a happy marriage and raising families and keeping the balance, even though balance doesn't exist?
Balance doesn't exist. I love what Russell said on his podcast recently, where he said, great things don't come from balance. And it's really true. So a lot of people watching this might relate to this. My husband is not an entrepreneur. There's no part of him that wants to be an entrepreneur. There might be times where he'll try things, but that's just not who he is. He is the consistent. He likes consistency. He's like the foundation, the rock in our house, where I'm like, woo, let's do all these crazy things. But of course, that yields itself to so many challenges. What happens when your spouse doesn't see everything that you're putting in and how it all pays off, especially in the beginning, and you're comfortable working 100 hours a week? So for us, the hardest thing was realizing that he wasn't an entrepreneur and realizing that he does not fit in my business at all, and nor should he. We do not work well together.
That's a tough one.
Oh, it was so tough. But honestly, the second we realized that I was trying to fit a square peg into a round hole and it didn't work, that was actually a huge relief for both of us. So people ask me all the time, he's listening right now, so he's probably gonna...
Bring him on. Bring him
people, in here. Do you want to?
Come on in.
He's like, no, he's really shy, actually. So people ask me, what does your husband do? Well, he plays tennis and he plays golf. And no, I'm just kidding. He also like picks up the girls and drops them off. We have two small kids. And he's kind of become like our household organization for now. But my husband's on this journey of figuring out what is his passion. And because my business has taken off, he has the ability now to truly take some time and figure out what does he love? He doesn't even know yet. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Oh,
absolutely. I love that. Absolutely. Sure you don't want to say anything there?
He He's like hiding.
That's no problem at all. All right. So I've got a, now, of course, I'm just getting started here and Facebook's going crazy. So I've got a million things. Everyone wants to know about this 5-day challenge Twitter thing, by the way.
Oh, okay. I can put it together. I'll just add it as a tab to my website. I don't have it available for everyone. It's a part of actually Social Media United. So that's a part of the university, the 5-day Twitter challenge. And it's something where, you know, that's what actually grew me from 2,600 followers to over 16,000 now.
Wow.
And keep in mind, guys, I'm still so new. Like, I'm not anybody yet. Do you know what I mean? So when I get followers, I had to fight for them. It's not that I have some like celebrity or anything. A lot of times people are like, I have no idea who you are. So I have to work for it just as hard as anybody who's starting out still.
I love that. So I've got one of the other things people are asking as far as what software you use to schedule your social media posts.
Oh, I have one that I'm absolutely obsessed with, and that is Post Planner. I love Post Planner. I'm not a fan of Hootsuite. I'm not a fan of Buffer. Post Planner is great for curating and scheduling content. The only thing it doesn't have is analytics, but I just love it so much for the ease of curation of high quality content that I could never switch to another scheduler.
I love that. By the way, you can let your husband know that Catherine Somerville says, I love her. Her husband is a fortunate man.
Oh, thank you. He just said he agrees.
I'm going to have you on another time because these questions are coming in faster than I can answer them. So what I do want to find out though, is as you take a look at social media, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that you're paying attention to as far as what do you see as new upcoming trends that people should be paying attention to?
Hands down, one of the things I'm seeing is social media becoming a place where people who are authentic are really thriving because people are starting to really sense when something is a promotion or when something is manufactured. I'm starting to sense that, you know, influencers are great if they're being authentic, but often they're just getting paid for something and then they, you know, put the random product placement into their photos. And what I sense happening is really, really authentic social media being really prevalent. People don't want to feel like they're being sold to all the time. So relationship building through social media, that's what I pay attention to. When an influencer goes into their comments and they reply to people, or even if it's their social media manager doing that, I still think that's incredible attention to detail. So really, really building strong relationships, even on a comment level, is huge.
Another question's come up, and that is, how far in advance do you plan your posts?
Usually no more than a week, only because sometimes things can change really fast, especially for me and my personal social media. Social media changes, algorithms change, tech changes, and it can all change so fast that I don't want to be posting about one platform and then the next week it's no longer there. So I personally am a fan of scheduling 1 week out at a max and then going in and daily, you know, adding daily content. So some people like to set it all up on a 1 month plan and forget it. I'm not a fan of that. I really like having an interactive touch and feel with my social media. The other thing too, Dave, I really look at why everything's performing, how and why, and what was doing well on this? How can we do more of that? What was the emotion behind this? Let's plug that into future posts. So I am very like analytical from a social sense. How is this performing? What are people liking? And that's where I decide what's going to come into play in the future. And it changes.
Yeah. It's funny. I was talking with Brandon Hampton, who, you know, built Ty Lopez's Instagram up and all this kind of stuff and trying to give it, you know, a formula of, you know, 2 to 5. This is primarily on Instagram, you know, 2 to 5 stories, less than 20 minutes on Instagram lives, 2 to 3 posts and 2 to 3 videos. And I'm writing all this down and basically says, but reality is, Dave, all that changes tomorrow. So don't worry about any of that. I'm like,
yeah, don't write it down.
Don't write it down. I'm like, what? I appreciate the fact you don't go more than a week because it does. It just changes. And I think that's the way you can be really authentic. And I think more than a week, there's no way you can really connect with people.
No, and I will say there's only one platform that I don't use for my business necessarily, and that's Instagram. So Instagram's a very real look at like my life. It's just all of the latest photos. That's the only one I don't really use a strategy on. So it's like the least engaged, you know, it's the worst platform by far, but it's one where it's like I'll put up a picture of my kids and, you know, sometimes I do that on my personal profile, but not on all my other social media.
Very cool. Well, again, people are just blowing up how amazing you are here. Her email list, Carlos Gonzalez, her email list building party is awesome. So
Cool. Yep. That's the free course that I put together. It's so fun. Fantastic. So I guess if anyone wants to join it, it's all talking about, you know, how to use ClickFunnels efficiently to build your email list, how to, you know, set up Facebook ads, set up a lead magnet, how to get your email automation in place for it. So if people want to join, I mean, it's List Building Party with Rachel Peterson. That's the Facebook group. I guess I think that would be the coolest value give that I can give to ClickFunnels right now. Totally free. Awesome to use. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, as we kind of get close to wrapping things up here, any other value bombs you want to drop on our audience here?
Oh my gosh. Well, first and foremost, this is kind of one of my favorites. So one of the things with Facebook ads that is one of my favorite things to do, it's completely selfish. There's no ROI in it. It's just really fun, is to target people that are going to events that you're going to, and to create ads that are intentionally going to go to people based on specific criteria. So for example, this is so crazy. I haven't told this publicly, but before my high school reunion, I actually targeted everybody that I went to high school with in those same years and sent them my latest stuff that was going on so that I didn't have to explain what I was doing.
That's awesome.
That's the power of Facebook advertising. You can get very targeted and strategic.
I love that. That is so cool.
Well, thank you.
So, take for example, I'm going to Podcast Movement here at the end of August.
Yes.
So what would be your strategy for me when I'm going to podcast? So take for example, two people I want to connect with, Amy Porterfield, who is... did a great job for us as far as Expert Secrets book. I want to make sure, obviously, we thank her for that. Yes. And then Pat Flynn, who's I've known for a long time. We've gone back and forth, but is a huge lead pages person. Yeah. And I need to persuade him in a very kind, gentle way that he's going down the dark, deep path to...
Oblivion.
Oblivion, thank you.
Yes.
I was going to say a much worse word than that. That's a good one.
Yes. So you can get pretty specific with Facebook targeting. There's this amazing article. If you guys are interested in this, and this is like I said, this is completely selfish. And like, this, it keeps you interested in what you do. But there's this article about a guy who pranked his roommate by creating ads that completely were tailored to him. So what you can do is, it explains a couple of the different steps that he did, but he basically used his roommate's interest or email even possibly to send his roommate really creepy advertisement that basically made it seem like he was stalking him, which is hilarious. So I'll share some of those ideas with you later, Dave. They're actually really cool.
We will be on definitely for sure.
Yes.
Well, again, Rachel, I know you've got a lot going on and you've been so kind with your time and stuff. I want to make sure, as far as if people want to connect with you, what's the easiest place? Where are we going to send them?
Easiest way to connect with me by far is my website, which is spelled kind of crazy because my last name is. It's rachelpeterson.com. It's all E's and a D. And I think you'll post the link in the comments possibly.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yep.
So Rachel, and then Peterson is P-E-D-E-R-S-E-N for those who are listening. But again, we'll have it in the show notes for sure. So Rachel, I can't thank you enough. You're just such a doll and such a wonderful person to hang out with. I can't wait to have you up here again in Boise soon, and we'll look forward to spending more time together.
That sounds great. Thanks, Dave. And thanks, everyone in ClickFunnels. You guys are awesome. Go hack some funnels.
Thanks. We'll see you. Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.